This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.
And now, live in studio, he's a San Diego native, an Aztec alum, and now lives, works, and plays in America's finest city. He's crushing the real estate market and here to help you with the real, the reliable, and results-based advice. Your host, Carlos Gutierrez.
Turn it up, San Diego. Welcome to the show. It's Carlos Gutierrez here talking everything the truth of San Diego and San Diego real estate. God, what a warm one today, huh, guys? Pretty warm?
Pretty hot.
Well, hey, I've got a great show planned for you San Diegans here tonight. I've got my good friend here, Michael Pointer, San Diego real estate lawyer. How are you doing this evening?
Very good, Carlos. We got a little rain today. I'm very happy.
Yeah, I heard that. We were in a social media day today, all day with producer David and Team Nonstop. It was pretty amazing. So happy social media day. We learned a lot of great things on social media. And talking about some social media, we've got the rock star lender, Jeanette Lizarraga. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
All right. She's been all over San Diego, Irvine. You know, she's got a bunch of companies trying to win her over. So some pretty great things going on. So, and then we've got Carol Kaplan. Carol Kaplan with Everything Creative. How are you, Carol?
I'm great. Thanks, Carlos. Right. How are you?
Welcome. All these people have been working hard today all around San Diego. And Carol's been, you know, stager designer, rock star interior decorator here. She's working on another home in La Jolla. So I'm sure that one will sell pretty quickly, hopefully. Maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, hey, you can check us out. Our website's carlosgsd.com. That's carlosgsd.com. Well, hey, let's get right into it. Hey, Jeanette, tell us right now what's going on in the lending world, because that, you know, Greece, the big meltdown, they shut down the banks yesterday. We saw the market take a big drop over 300 points. So what did that do to the market today in regards to lending in the money world?
It's been a crazy week, a couple ups and downs. Today, the word was, you know, lock it in. Come tomorrow morning, we're not sure what's going to happen. It's 50-50 which way it'll go.
Yeah, you know, we're dealing with one of the hottest real estate markets, and this group in here can definitely attest to that, probably since 2008. Would you agree, Michael?
Oh, yes. The median home sales now, as of April 2015, is $500,000 in this county.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And the increase this year, I think, has been 5% in home values so far.
Exactly. I think, you know, we were seeing a home increase. We were talking about that yesterday with some clients, upwards of about 20% over the last, like, 24 months in regards to some areas.
Looks like a recovery.
It does. You know, it's one of the hottest markets. So we're telling our clients now, if you're even on the fence thinking about selling in the next 1 to 2 years, because who knows what happens to the real estate market, the bond market, in regards to lending, that would have a big effect if the interest rates go up and then the property values go down. I mean, that could have a big impact on the market, right, Jeanette?
Yeah, I don't think they'll make a dramatic increase. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, we're talking, you know, from 3.875 to maybe 4.25. And so everyone's like freaked out about that. But I mean, it's still a good rate, you know. We're still doing pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely the economy's been doing pretty well.
Well, people can buy a house with a loan rate that's cheaper than rent.
They've been talking about that. Jeanette has been telling us about some of the different mortgage rates where you could buy it even at 0.5% right now. So San Diegans, if you're out there really and you're thinking, well, do you get the two loans, right? Get the two different loans. Mm-hmm. You can buy it for almost 0.5%. Wasn't that one? Which program? You were telling us about a different program where...
There's a lot of programs out there. It depends on the situation, you know, what each individual situation, where they're at, financials.
FICO scores.
FICO scores, loan to values. I mean, luckily there's a lot of options.
Yeah, that's the truth, definitely. So how about on your end, Carol, what are you seeing right now on the market in regards to the staging, designing of homes? I mean, last time you were on our show just a few weeks ago, you were saying you were... staging, designing at least two homes per day, per week.
Well,
We definitely at least one a day, and some days 2 days, and then we're destaging very quickly because things are turning over fast. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in the very, very high brackets, you know, the 15, 20 millions, those don't go as quickly. But we're definitely seeing like from a million upwards to like 3 million houses are moving. We're seeing, you know, a great response. And certainly when the houses are staged, it gives people such a good insight into what they can do with their own furniture and at least see themselves living in the home.
Well, talking to our listeners out there right now, I mean, what are some of the hot tips right now that you have, like some of the colors and some of the things that you're doing with homes if they're going to live there or you're going to be helping them stage to sell them? What are some of the things that you can do pretty quickly and for not a lot of money?
Well, I think the biggest thing is light and bright. And I think the biggest bang for your buck is to paint. If you feel that your house hasn't been painted in many years, it's always great to give it a fresh coat of paint because immediately it takes on a fresh look and people walk in and they think, oh, well, I don't have to paint. And that's, you know, a couple of $1,000s.
Mm-hmm. And time.
And time, yeah. Exactly. So they can move in and even if it's a very neutral shade, they can live with it until they decide to put in their accent walls or whatever they'd like to do with the home.
And we have all those resources if anybody is thinking about doing that. If they need a really good painter or they need, you know, someone to patch the holes in the walls or they're doing the stucco outside or maybe some of the dry rot, you know, because during the summer we get a lot of the termites and things like that. You know, you can check us out at carlosgsd.com and you get all our information for our guests this evening. So paint is a big one, light and bright. Some of the other things, I mean, throw rugs and some of the hardwood floors, tiles. What do
definitely,
you do?
And even if your hardwood floors are not in great condition, have them resurface because that immediately adds, you know, added value to your property because people want hardwood floors. And if they're in poor condition, you know, they're already the same thing. They're thinking, well, how much am I going to have to spend on replacing the floors? But if you sand them down and have them resurfaced, I mean, you've already made your money back over and over again.
Well, Carol, and I hear that all the time, you know, is like, how much does it cost? God, I want to spend $10,000 to design my home or stage my home. I mean, what's the average 3-bedroom, 2-bath about 2,000 square foot going to cost for someone to have them stage it if they're going to sell it?
So we're looking at anything from $3,500 to $4,500 for 2 months and then a minimum rental fee after 2 months. But I'm finding that it's not even going into the rent most of the time because the houses are selling quickly. And we've done that to help out the realtors and the sellers so that they don't have to pay us rent. I mean, we're the ones that lose out, but that's okay because you know, it's great for the seller and for the realtors and everybody concerned.
Right. And then you can use that furniture for another job sooner.
Exactly.
You don't have to go out and buy more.
We can turn over our inventory. We're turning it over really quickly at the moment.
Yeah, and Carol's amazing at that. She's definitely done my house. She's done a lot of my clients' homes. They sell pretty quickly. You know, we have one right now that is just the condition of the home. It's just poor. That one on Tommy Drive in San Carlos, she did a fabulous job and everybody says, oh my God, it looks gorgeous. But there's just issues. There were some water issues and some other issues that are holding it back. So homes may be priced right, but if it's the condition of the home may hold it back from those buyers because buyers are so sharp right now looking at how much is it going to cost to upgrade and scrape the ceilings and do new flooring and do paint and do they have to blow out walls and things. So yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If we try to take that out of the equation in the beginning, people are so much more interested in looking at the place. Mm-hmm. They don't look at the floors. You know, they just think, well, I don't have to spend money immediately. I can live in the house and then do the renovations.
Yeah. And that's Carol Kaplan from Everything Creative. So if you're thinking of designing, staging your home, definitely you want to check out Carol Kaplan from everythingcreative.com. We're just going to take a quick commercial break right now. We'll be back and we're going to get a little bit more into the lending world and a little bit more. Michael's got some great points for our listeners out there on what's going on. If you are thinking of selling, she's got some great points here that will help you save you possibly thousands of dollars. So we'll see you here in 1 minute.
AM 1170, The Answer.
I'm Big Stu. I'm 62, retiring in a few years, just like you. I've worked my tail off for nearly four decades to get where I'm at today, and I need to make certain my retirement money is protected, not just for me, but for my beautiful wife, who is, let's just say, a few decades younger. She has time to let her piggy bank ride and will most likely outlive my children and collect my large life insurance policy. But for me, my portfolio roller coaster is coming to an end. Safe, predictable income and principal protection makes this guy's retirement stress-free, whether the market goes up or down. If your retirement picture is like mine, which I'm sure it is, minus a young wife, of course, you need to call me today, Big Stu, at 800-313-PLAN. It's time to shift your retirement dollars to a stress-free, no-nonsense retirement plan, where things like job reports, fiscal policies, and quantitative easing won't mess up your grand retirement plan. Call Big Stu, 800-313-PLAN. That's 800-313-PLAN. Call me today, Big Stu, at 800-313-PLAN.
California license number 0505247.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent here with Coldwell Banker Previews International. And I wanted to share something with all the listeners out here is that we're going to talk everything San Diego and everything real estate related. So if there's ever anything that you need under your roof or around your home, you need a resource, you need a landscaper, you need a plumber, you need an electrician, anything that you may need and you don't have that, a professional that's been vetted, that's been checked out and has done actual work for me, you definitely want to go to my website. That's CarlosGSD.com. That's CarlosGSD.com.
Tomorrow I'll have.
All right, San Diego. Welcome back. God, it's nice and cool in here. You know, we were just walking outside earlier, and it was, like, muggy. David was like, go away, weather. We're not in Michigan any longer. He almost kicked his heels there, too. Kind of like, what's her name, in the Yellow Brick Road. So,
Dorothy.
Dorothy, yeah. Thank you. You're so cute, David. God, you know. So, well, hey, you know, we were just talking about this, what happened in the stock market, then also what happened, you know, and I haven't watched TV. We've been in an all-day seminar today and focusing on social media and things like that. So the market in regards to the lending world here, Jeanette, help us out a little bit. Right now, we're sitting on a 30-year.
We're about 4% right now.
4%. God, it's, you know,
still, it's.
We were at lunch. We're talking to a young lady, one of David's friends, social media, who runs the social media for Rita's. Rita's is a new type of like yogurt place, but it's not. It's like an ice cream yogurt type. And she does all the social media. And she goes, okay, Carlos, should we buy now? Because me and my almost fiance want to get our own place, or do we keep renting? I'm like, well, tell me, do you want to pay someone else's mortgage? Because the sooner you start now, right? And the listeners out there can probably attest to this. Some of you that have owned your home for 10, 20, 30 years, they've seen the cycles. They've seen it come down, go up, go down, go up. But it's always been done that pyramid, right, Michael, where it's keep going up.
Plus, you've got all the tax advantages of deductions, which a renter doesn't have.
Exactly. Yeah, let's jump on some of that right now. And let's talk about this. We'll say Rita's, and we'll call her Rita. And we'll just say she's 26 years old, her and her fiance want to buy a home. They get a loan from Jeanette. She gets them a great 30-year fixed at 4.2%. And the tax advantages.
Well, what she can do is most employees have a withholding form that they file with the boss, and they have themselves if they're single, or two for husband and wife. But when you're owning your house, you've got your property taxes as a deduction. You've got your interest payments.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can literally have 3, 4, even 10 deductions on that paycheck. So you're withholding money that you get paid.
Right.
Instead of waiting until the end of the year for your tax return and mm-hmm. refund,
right.
You're getting it every month. So you've got more disposable income that the IRS isn't holding for you.
Thank you. Jeez.
It's a tremendous benefit. It's like you meet the person at work who says, well, I have my deductions. I got myself, my wife, and my two kids. And Rita, your hypothetical example, yeah. can say, well, I've got the equivalent of 10 kids.
Yeah.
And my paycheck withholding is very low.
And
so it's a terrific deal.
Well, and then instead of paying almost the same amount in rent that you're paying a mortgage at the same time,
exactly.
And you're building the equity. And I was saying the biggest part, you know, for me is I like to take walls down and add paint, like Carol was talking about, light and bright and making it yours.
And the problem is that when you rent, you find a beautiful place and then you find a very aggressive landlord who, when your 1 year lease is up, they increase it.
The rent's
and,
only going up.
And then you say, well, gee, the moving van costs so much.
Yeah.
And all the hassle, and I'm working, and when am I going to do this? And they've got you.
Yeah.
And when you're an owner, you have fixed your housing costs for years. Plus, you've got the appreciation.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you were talking about it. Then you have, you know, the write-offs that you have there. And then going on to rental properties, you know, that's one of the things that I believe in there also. Then you have the depreciation. Then you add that in as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and right now they're talking, I mean, it is a hot market. We're probably dealing San Diegans right now in the hottest real estate market since we've seen since 2008 right now.
Well, not only are a lot of sellers offering their properties now because they know there are buyers, but we're actually seeing bidding wars in certain areas.
Oh, yeah.
Because the properties are so unique and the buyers say, I got to have it. And with the interest rates that we have, if you have good credit or if you're a dual income couple, you really have a lot of choices. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing. And we're not seeing as much inventory out there, which is Michael's talking about right now. Michael Pointer, attorney here, a real estate attorney, talking about that those multiple offers happen. And especially when Carol Kaplan, our amazing a designer, interior designer, stager, stages the home. It looks amazing, like a showpiece, and that's the only one in the neighborhood. I mean, those multiple bids do happen with a good price as well.
Yeah. Well, Carlos, you probably know that a lot of working couples, you know, dual income, who are present, and they're the buyers in the marketplace.
Yeah.
They're busy, and they want a turnkey property. And, you know, as good as these people are, they don't have the imagination to see what the house can become.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a seller who's done that for them, it makes it so easy. You know, how many times have you seen, Carlos, someone go in and say, oh, avocado appliances, this is the 70s.
Yeah, totally.
You know, not realizing that with the stroke of a pen, all that is gone. A new kitchen is there for a reasonable price.
Yeah.
You know, but they just go yuck and let's see something else.
A lot of people, yeah. And that's interesting when you get those types of people, and that's why you bring in a Carol to help do that. And it's amazing when you have that type of imagination to really change it. It could change the value on the sale probably by like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000. Or make the sale.
Well, exactly. Make the sale. We did one in La Jolla a few months ago for a friend of mine, and she's a little bit more in her years, we'll say, a little bit more advanced, and it was very stressful for her to go through that. So one of the things out there, listeners here, that Carol Kaplan can do is come in and really give you that value for paying that $35,000, $45,000, $5,000 for I think she had a four to five bedroom home, 2,500 square feet, multiple levels, and just dialed it in where we priced it very well, 10% over last year's sale. And we got $160,000, Michael, over asking price, 9 offers in a matter of 3 days. That
amazing.
Right there is a testament to how amazing a stager designer definitely can help create that imagery and help those buyers see what it could really be. You know, so, well, hey, we're talking real estate right now in San Diego. It is a hot topic around the country right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll be back here in a couple minutes. We got some great points here that Michael's going to talk about to help you buyers and sellers out there that may be looking to take advantage of the market now. See you in a minute.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey, Craig Sewing here, committed to teaching you how to win in any marketplace. Look, we're now at the new year, and we're looking at our New Year's resolutions, and we have all of these goals, whether it's our diet, our working out, our how we're going to treat our spouses or our kids, or maybe we're just going to stop using four-letter words. Well, let me tell you about a four-letter word that I don't like. It's debt. I want you to get out of debt this year. I want 2015 to be the year that you are debt-free. Now, sometimes it's tough to get out of debt because you don't know where to start. Do you negotiate these debts? Do you consolidate them? Which ones do you pay off first? Look, when it comes to your debt, there's no one better to talk to than a good friend of mine. You hear him on Financial Fridays, Gary Quackenbush. call Gary. He's here in San Diego, and he can help you. 855-MY-GQ-LAW. Call Gary. He will chat with you for free about your debt. It's not a fun topic, but it's time we hit it head on. 855-MY-GQ-LAW. 855-MY-GQ-LAW, or visit him at gqlaw.com.
We're in the depths of a retirement crisis. I'm Big Stu. You and I are the same shoes. Mine a bit larger, but you get the picture. Mid-60s and ready to retire in style. I've spent almost 40 years in this business, and I've heard every excuse as to why not. I'm here to tell you that you must take action. My no-nonsense retirement planning has helped thousands of people prepare for retirement and provide a stress-free retirement. Call me, Big Stu, at 800-313-PLAN. That's 800-313-PLAN.
California license number 0505247.
Turn it up. All right. Rock and roll San Diego. Talking everything real estate here. The truth. Carlos Gutierrez here. You can catch us at carlosgsd.com and pushing and promoting social media. You can catch us on Twitter, Carlos G Nonstop, and Instagram, Carlos Nonstop, and then hashtag team nonstop. So, hey, Michael, we were just talking here, dealing with buyers and sellers. I know that you brought some great tips for us here. You're talking about when buyers are going out right now, and Jeanette, you know, deals with a lot of buyers being a lender, going out, they're going out with their agents. I mean, what's the first thing that a buyer should be really looking at that you think from your point of view?
Well, obviously, square footage, price, and location. Those are the big features, whether the house...
Not in that order, right?
Well... to me, one thing that's overlooked is the neighborhood. I've had clients come to me and say, Mike, I bought my house. I love it. I didn't know that the guy next door has a wood shop and he has his garage door open all night and he's making toy trains and stuff out of wood with a buzzsaw. I can't sleep. Can I get a restraining order? And I said, well, didn't you know about that when you moved in? Well, no, you know, nobody told me. And so from stories like this, the barking dog, the guy with the antique car collection that's parked all over the street.
Oh.
What you do is if you're serious about a house or if you're in escrow where your loan and all the criteria has been met, I really recommend calling on the next door neighbor and just saying, can you tell me about the neighborhood? I'm in escrow and I'm considering this house.
And
speak to the adjoining property owners. And if somebody thinks that's terrible, who knows? They might even confuse you for somebody who cares. And that isn't a bad thing. But you never want to say to your next door neighbor, I'm just interviewing you to see if you're a noisy wacko. You know, you'll be able to tell.
Exactly.
For those who talk to you. So it's very important.
And that's a great point. You know, one of the things that I like to do is make sure that we already have the disclosure package already up front. So when the offer is being accepted, we give them the disclosures immediately just because do we know is this going to go down or not?
That's well, you know, that's very important with condos, too, because the law says that once notice is given to the condo association, they have 10 days to produce all these things. And, you know, if you look at the standard California Association of Realtors, the CAR agreement, it's 17 days.
The contingency removal time period, yes.
Right. And that can go awfully fast if you're waiting 10 of those days for HOA reports on your condo.
Exactly.
So I really think that a broker who wants to help the client and make the sale can get that package together when they take the listing on the condo.
And it's a great point because, you know, if the seller's really going to sell and the buyer's going to really buy, I mean, you're going to know that you're going to get it sold. So you should probably have that up front already because the seller has to pay for that already, right, Jeanette? The HOA documents?
No, not on the, as a lender, we require an HOA cert.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. If you're buying a condominium, that's a big piece of the puzzle, but that's paid by the buyer.
Oh, it is by the buyer. Oh, okay.
The condo cert is.
Okay.
The buyer can order all those things in advance.
I was thinking of an HOA package, though, not the cert. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it was the package.
The package, the CC&Rs. And,
right, exactly. Yeah, that's it. So, but a condo cert, yes, you're correct on that one. Yeah. So neighborhood's a big one.
And then one thing I would do is, I know this sounds dumb, but it's important to find out the truth. Why are you selling this beautiful house?
That's not dumb, definitely. And what's the motivation? Exactly. That's a great question, listeners.
You know, there are a lot of cover stories like, well, we just need something bigger or smaller. But, you know, if you want to dig down, it's the barking dog next door that I cannot sleep. It's the kids next door who are vandalizing my car every night. And, you know, on and on and on.
As a lawyer, you get the most interesting stories, I'm sure, huh?
I want a restraining order.
Yeah.
You know, his cat is in my tree nightly.
Yeah. I'm sure Carol over here, she's laughing. I know you get your fair share as well of dealing with sellers, don't you?
Absolutely.
What would be one of the most interesting here, Carol? Can you think of one? I mean, I know we just went through one here, but, you know, that's understandable. You got an older, matriarch that you're going in with your team. I think you had 7 people going that day, right? And just turn that thing inside out. I mean, look beautiful, but I mean, they're living there and things like that. So do you have any other stories, anything really good that you can jump on?
Well, the thing is, we've had to put a clause into our contract now about pets because basically we are not responsible for people's pets. And we had this elderly lady who was moving into an assisted living home and she said, please, can she leave the dog? And I said, you know, does the dog go outside? And she said, no, the dog stays in the house. Mm. Well, anyhow, at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we could not find the dog anywhere. So we went walking for 3 hours looking for the dog. And suddenly, the lady was just about ready to come home, and I didn't know how I was going to ever tell her that her dog was missing. And we found the dog under the bed in the little casita.
Oh.
But it was the worst experience I've ever, ever had because I didn't know how I was ever going to tell her because I knew how she loved this dog.
Oh, my goodness. So, listeners, if you got a dog, don't leave him with Carol, definitely.
Well, Carlos, one other thing about the neighborhood is, you know, you have to be conscious of airplanes flying over, whether they're military in North County or down at Lindbergh Field. Sometimes people are there and don't realize during the showing about the airplane noise. And
very true, very true.
Sometimes there are schools, and they say, oh, how convenient a school. But then when
school lets out.
Mom and dad are home in the afternoon for some reason. The kids are out there shrieking and screaming like crazy. It's not a relaxing feeling. And then you've got, in some neighborhoods, you've got certain zonings so that you have assisted living facilities. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of traffic visiting the patients in, a 6-bed assisted living. Mm-hmm. Or you have a drug and alcohol rehab house that's in a very nice house. But you suddenly find strange people walking around at night in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And this is why I recommend that you go to the property and see it by day and see it by night. I heard about recently a prestige neighborhood where a beautiful house was rented by a whole bunch of people, and they were doing drugs and prostitution.
Wow.
And
it's going to happen somewhere. Not my backyard.
I hope not.
Oh, that's interesting.
Also, another point is people say, well, should I do a home inspection or not? Now, you've heard of quick escrows. Somebody says, gee whiz, this place is mint condition. And you look at it and you say, boy, this is fantastic. Carol has staged it. I love it. I'm in. Let's sign. I want to move in tomorrow. You know, unless it's really an exceptional property, get a home inspection because you just never know.
And sometimes those do happen, Michael, where there's already been an inspection on the home. And I advise my clients definitely get a home inspection. And you know what? Even if you do live in your home now, it's good to get a home inspection on your home because there's things that may be going on with the home that you could prevent. And for listeners out there right now, it's maybe $400, maybe $500, but something preventative of, you know, the hot water heater going out or maybe some, you know, pipe is on the verge ready to burst and you're going on vacation and you come home to a flooded home. It's always good. And especially if you lived in your home 5, 7, 10, 15, maybe 20 years, it's always good to get that home inspection so you have the professional that knows what to look for to come in and just kind of tell you, hey, you want to keep these things up to par.
Well, let me tell you, there are some other issues that I just don't know if the typical inspector finds. For example, if you have these older homes in various neighborhoods with 50-year cast iron sewer lines.
Oh, yeah.
These lines rust and tree roots get in them, mm-hmm. and they work perfectly fine. And then when you close escrow and a month later, your sewer fails and you've got all kinds of property damage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the right house, if it's old enough, it might be a good investment to bring in a plumber and have that person camera the sewer line.
Yeah.
Because they can tell the tree roots, they can actually see the breaks, they can actually see sewage leaking, or they can see if there's another sewer line that comes into it. And these days we have a new technique where they run a polyurethane tube down the old cast iron sewer line, and it's impervious to tree roots. Mm-hmm. They guarantee it like for life.
They do. It's amazing. It fills it from the inside out, basically. Yeah, they fill it.
And it's cheap insurance against a terrible sewer failure.
Right.
And one thing that a lot of people don't do, but if you were to go down to the county and say, gee, I really want to buy this house, I want to see what building permits are issued. The county mm-hmm. assessor keeps all the records because the assessor ups your value based upon your bathroom addition and all that.
Exactly, yeah, and you're paying more property taxes on
that. So you go down and you can see a public version, but you can't really see the owner's version, which is only available to the owner. And if there are really some concerns where you think somebody's done something without a permit, or there could be some things done to that house that you really want to know about, mm-hmm. you're spending $2 million and you want to know, you have to get the seller's written approval before the assessor will give you the private stuff. Mm-hmm. So there are times when you really should do that.
Exactly. We just had that on a home happen just before it closed, and they wanted to know, so they had to get written permission. So, hey, it's Carlos G here talking the truth and the truth of San Diego real estate. We have Mike Pointer here, real estate attorney, and Jeanette Lizarraga, rock star lender, and Carol Kaplan from Everything Creative. We're talking everything real estate and telling the truth here. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM 1170theanswer.com.
Over the course of over 20 years in practice, Mr. Garrison has tried more than 45 cases, winning many multi-million dollar jury verdicts and settlements. Mr. Garrison and his team do not shy away from hard work, hard cases, or earning results. Their reputation for being aggressive, experienced trial lawyers has produced excellent results for their clients, both in and out of the courtroom. Trial lawyers will give you practical advice based on real-world experience. There's only one way to acquire this kind of experience. Earn it, under pressure, in court. Greg Garrison's trial experience allows his team to counsel you in practical ways. It is their goal to avoid litigation if possible. However, if your case must be tried, they know how to win. Call Greg Garrison. Consultations are free. Choosing the wrong lawyer is not. Greg Garrison is the exclusive criminal defense attorney for the Craig Sewing Show, The American Dream, and their entire team.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent here with Coldwell Banker Previews International. And I wanted to share something with all the listeners out here, and is that we're going to talk everything San Diego and everything real estate related. So if there's ever anything that you need under your roof or around your home, you need a resource, you need a landscaper, you need a plumber, you need an electrician, anything that you may need and you don't have that, a professional that's been vetted, that's been checked out and has done actual work for me, you definitely want to go to my website. That's Carlos. GSD.com. That's CarlosGSD.com.
Hey, your host Craig Sewing here. I got some great advice for you here today. Please tune in. Listen, everyone has a credit score. I am a believer that every one of those credit scores has inaccuracies that affect it within that credit report. It's pretty much a proven fact. Now, the question is, what do you do about your credit? The bureaus don't make money off of giving you an accurate credit score. They could care less. They make money by selling your information to the big banks, the mortgage companies, insurance, realtors. I can help you stop that. We can help you get a free credit report that doesn't ding your credit. We can help you opt out of having your information sold. All those letters you're getting in the mail, email offers, it's because they're selling your information to anyone who will buy it. You got to stop it. It puts you at risk at identity theft. Here's what you can get today, a free credit package from Aran Sanai. Aran is the best in the business. He's going to teach you how to get that free credit report, how to opt out, and if you need any credit advice, he'll chat with you for free as well. His number, 866-CREDIT-PRO. 866-CREDIT-PRO. Give Aran a call, 866-CREDIT-PRO. Or if you like, visit me online. Tell me about your story, CraigSewing.com. Call Aran, 866-CREDIT-PRO, or visit CraigSewing.com.
Seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
All right, turn it up. I love this song. We're always living on the edge here in San Diego. It's the only way to live, on the edge. All right, here it's Carlos Gutierrez. We're talking everything San Diego and everything real estate. We are streaming live right now here on Meerkat. Hey, David, what do they need to hit to be able to check us out if you're watching us on Twitter?
You just send us a message on Twitter,
and you can go Carlos G nonstop. We are on Meerkat right now, which we learned one of the two right now that are streaming, that you can actually stream live video off your smartphone. And I'm waving here to everybody out there in Twitter land. Wave over there. Go ahead, Carol. And yeah, so Meerkat's pretty amazing. You can definitely stream live. You just download the app. And the other one that we learned about was Periscope. So, I mean, it's evolving, and it's still, I think he was saying Periscope just came out in March, and Meerkat just came out a little after that. So the technology is amazing. So we have our own video feed right now. So we're in here live talking everything real estate. Michael Pointer talking about buyers and sellers right now. And I mean, let me just go here. Ladies and gentlemen out there, buyers, sellers, if you're not, you're a homeowner, and we've got great advice here. And one of the biggest things was insurance. We were talking about that, and you were just talking about something about sewer lines.
Well, I wanted to mention that where you have property, say in North County or East County, that's been a large parcel developed into several lots, and I'm talking about cases that I've seen, your buyer moves in, and then there's a sewer problem, and you find out that your sewer doesn't have a lateral going out to the public street. It's going across your neighbor's property.
Tied into theirs.
And goes into a public street that they face.
Mm.
And that's the result of one owner subdividing lots and then just saying, this is easy, I'll run the sewer line. And of course, there's no easement. And so when you have a sewer problem and need to go on your neighbor's property, let's hope you have a good neighbor.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that those kinds of things, an unrecorded sewer easement, can really create a future dispute. So mm-hmm. ask yourself the fundamental question. I know it sounds stupid, but where is my sewer connection? Is it all on my property to the street, or is it going across my neighbor's? And if so, is there an easement for it?
And that's a technical question, really, when you get into it. People just want to buy and sell homes, but we're dealing with people's single largest asset. And that's one of the things where I come from in regards to the investor side in selling and buying real estate on my own and my clients. I mean, their single largest investment, probably 90% of San Diegans, their home is probably their single largest investment. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Know what you're buying is what I'm saying.
Exactly. So do your due diligence. And that's why I usually normally have 17 days, listeners out there. If you are buying a property, to remove your contingencies, that means before your actual good faith deposit goes hard into that escrow account and they are going to give that to the seller, you want to make sure that you do your due diligence. And that's what they have. And that's why you need a great agent that's willing to go above and beyond and do the work for you. And granted, they don't get paid until the escrow closes, but they want to make sure that they're treating you with the number one respect and the fiduciary responsibility to protect you and your assets and your money. So,
Well, I'm sure, Carlos, that you can help them with fire insurance, because if people are buying an East County rural property where there's been serious history of fire, it's possible that someone can say, gee, this is a great place, I'm buying it. And then they go to talk to their insurance after the escrow closes, and they find, well, we can't cover that, or the premium is astronomical.
Yeah.
And then your buyer is saying, my gosh, what have I gotten in? I didn't know this.
Well, they got to have the insurance before they close escrow, though, right?
Yeah. Before we clear a file for docs, we have to have the insurance binder set, ready, done. We look at the dwelling coverage, deductible.
And that's one of the things, and that's what I pride myself on, Michael. We were talking about this. Everything under your roof or around your home, I've got the real estate resources, and I've got the best. We've got it vetted through Coldwell Banker, and then I have my own resources, anything. So, you know, even with Carol Kaplan as a stager designer, it's very, very important to have someone on your team, because you're going to buy that home. Well, you've got to fill it with furniture, and you got to make it light and bright and look beautiful, right? I mean, that's adding huge value. So tell us right now, Carol, it's summertime. I mean, values are up. People are out there. What should they be doing to their homes right now to not only increase the value, but have better livability?
Well, I think the biggest thing is this light and bright. Is I think that people are really getting to the stage now. You know, there's obviously different homes and different styles of homes, but San Diego is a beach city.
Wherever you live, even in these towns.
I mean, it's gorgeous. The sun shines. It's beautiful weather. So I always think light and bright. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when we're staging, we actually take down people's beautiful drapes just to let in more light, so that when the potential buyer walks in, they see the place being light and bright. Sometimes the drapes actually distract from that, even though they may be beautiful. It distracts from allowing the sun, the sunlight to come in. Mm-hmm. And also sort of going a little bit on to your point as well about, you know, contingencies. I always advise the clients not to take the staging out until the contingencies have been removed. Mm-hmm. Because we know, both of us know, that, you know, it can happen that the buyer at the very last minute decides that this is not for him and pulls out. And then you have no staging, and then you have to start all over again. So it's one thing that I always highly, highly recommend. Please do not take the staging out until such time.
Yeah, I think you would advise them on that too, even if they were trying to get it out, just to save them that monthly occurrence or whatever
it may be. Absolutely. And we'll prorate it. You know, if we go a couple of days over, or, you know, I'm not going to charge you for a whole month. If you know, it helps all of us. Because, you know, I don't want to have to charge somebody to come back again to restage it.
And all the time, energy, and effort. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's Carol Kaplan, a true professional in her arena. And she can give you ideas and tips and tricks and colors. Amazing with colors as well. And then even if you're living in your home and you want to be able to make it feel like you have a new home, she can come in and give you ideas and tips that are very minimal cost.
Well, I think We are very budget conscious. I think when you stage, you learn to be budget conscious as well, because you're having to buy stuff to put into a house which might sit there a couple of months. So, you know, I'm very aware of cost. And, you know, people just need sometimes just a little bit of a facelift in their home. Mm-hmm. And just by changing the arrangement of the furniture and rehanging the art and adding a few pillows, it's amazing what it can do for you. And it's certainly not a big, you know, it's not a big cost involved. So not all interior design costs a lot of money.
No, it's just being able to give value to those clients. Okay, I'm going to ask maybe something you don't want to share, but it's up to you. Where do you go and get most of your stuff?
Well, I tend to look a lot online to find stuff if I know that I'm sort of booking a couple of weeks out. Or, you know, I'm always on the lookout for something new and exciting, colors, trends, and, you know, try to keep basics, but always adding some color in, because I believe that color really gets people's attention. Mm-hmm. And I just, wherever I am, if I'm in LA for the day and I happen to see something, I'll buy it. If I'm in Palm Springs, you know, and that's how I've accumulated my inventory over the years.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, Carol will give some tips also, working along with Jose Ramirez, our landscaper, in regards to ideas and suggestions for the curb appeal. And you're talking about neighborhoods. You definitely want to be taking a look at also, Michael, right, about the neighborhood and the curb appeal and things like that. That adds a lot to value.
Carlos, I wonder if Carol could help people after they buy the house, people who want to recapture the beauty that was there, but it was all moved out when the staging left. Do you help people?
Oh, absolutely, we do. If we're doing an occupied where people are actually living in the house and we're using their furniture but just rearranging and bringing in some extra accessories, when they move to a new house, we know their furniture, we know their style. So we literally can go in and within a day we can have them completely settled in to their new home. So, and we offer an unpacking service and a packing up service as well. So we did that actually down in, we had a client in Mexico last week.
Yeah.
And she was moving down there and she sent all her stuff down and we went down, we unpacked everything, we got it up. That afternoon, she was completely straight. She had nothing to do.
And you talk about color. That lady likes color, definitely, Chris.
That's for sure.
She loves color.
She loves color.
That's a Picasso just with orange and yellow and green all thrown together. And that's what she wears. But amazing lady. So, well, hey, we've got the top rock stars in there. Professional Michael Pointer, real estate attorney, and Jeanette Lizarraga here, rock star lender. She is. She's helping so many people right now. And also Carol Kaplan, everything creative, stager, designer, interior decorator. We're going to take one more commercial break here, so stay tuned. Check us out on Twitter. You can check us out, Carlos G Nonstop. You can check us out on Meerkat right now. We are broadcasting live, streaming live here at 1170 AM, 50,000 watts, coming to you San Diego. We'll be back after this commercial.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Forget what you think you know about reverse mortgages. Today's new reverse mortgages are a powerful financial tool to improve your long-term financial security. Bruce McPherson is a certified reverse mortgage professional with years of experience. Find out about the amazing line of credit guaranteed to grow for you every month, tax-free, even if your home values fall. Call for your free appointment with Bruce McPherson to assess your needs. Call toll-free 866-223-7174. Learn more online at reversemortgagebruce.com.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent here with Coldwell Banker Previews International. And I wanted to share something with all the listeners out here is that we're going to talk everything San Diego and everything real estate related. So if there's ever anything that you need under your roof or around your home, you need a resource, you need a landscaper, you need a plumber, you need an electrician, anything that you may need and you don't have that, a professional that's been vetted, that's been checked out and has done actual work for me, you definitely want to go to my website. That's Carlos. GSD.com. That's CarlosGSD.com.
Hey, Craig Sewing here, committed to helping you win in any marketplace. Look, one of the things I really pride myself on is coming into the show and bringing you real information, educating you, empowering you, and engaging you to do something about it. Outside of the show, I have to tell you, I have developed San Diego's finest network of professionals. From finance to real estate to mortgage to tax plan to credit to estate planning, all of it is so important. Whether you're looking at filing a bankruptcy or you have billions, bankruptcy to billions or something in between, I can help you with our network of elite professionals. If you want an introduction on anything on that financial wheel, any of those spokes, all you have to do is reach out to me online. If you want to connect with my network, you want to connect with a professional, get a free consultation around anything, get some of your questions answered. Here's the best website you can go to connect with me and my network, yoursandiegonetwork.com. Yoursandiegonetwork.com. Make sure you bookmark it as your consumer advocate. This is how I can help you. Yoursandiegonetwork.com.
All right, San Diego, it's cooling down a little bit out there. We are here in air conditioning, KCBQ 1170 coming to you live. We're talking everything San Diego and everything real estate. One of the things that we were just talking about, Michael brought it up here, talking about how people hold hold title and, I own my home, I'm never going to die, et cetera, et cetera. And I hope you don't. And that's one of the biggest things. But we were talking about that. I own some property with my dad and my sister. And God forbid, knock on wood, nothing ever does happen. But Michael has given some good pointers here. Let's talk about married couples. Tell us how should we be? Jeanette and I are going to be getting married here next year, and how do we hold this property?
Well, the way you should take it, first of all, if you have a family trust, you can never buy a house as a family trust because the family trust can't get a loan and doesn't have any credit. Mm-hmm. Houses are sold to individuals, husband mm-hmm. and wife. So the way you should take it is as husband and wife, as community property with right of survivorship. And what this does is, even if you don't have a family trust, it bypasses probate. And what happens if one of the spouses dies? Let's say you buy it for $1 million, and then it goes up, you know, in 3 years to $2 million. If one of the spouses dies, the basis goes right up to the current $2 million current value. And there's no death taxes or capital gains at all. Whereas the other couple, just like you, who bought the property as joint tenants, what happens is the one partner who dies gets what they call a stepped up basis for their half. But the surviving partner is stuck with the same basis. So I made a little example here. For example, if you buy it for $100,000, it goes up to $300,000. What happens is at $300,000, the survivor has a $50,000 basis because mm-hmm. half of the purchase of $100,000 mm-hmm. is $50,000.
Right.
And the deceased person has a stepped up basis of $150,000. So you take the survivor's $50,000 basis and the deceased partner's $150,000, and you get $200,000 for a $300,000 property. Oh. So you're talking capital gains or taxes, yeah. which could be avoided by the stroke of a pen.
Right.
And I see these joint tenants, husband and wife as joint tenants. Mm-hmm. I've seen a million of them.
Yeah.
I think about definitely more than half of the loans that I do, they end up taking title as joint tenants.
It sounds good.
And
yeah, honey, we're in this together.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And they have no idea.
No, they don't.
Majority of people.
So it's very community property with right of survivorship. And survivorship means that on the death of one spouse who owns, each spouse owns an undivided half, the other spouse becomes the legal 100% owner.
Yeah, and that's amazing when you start talking about that. I mean, do you want to give the government any more money than you have to?
It's called neglect.
Yes, very much so.
It's paying neglect taxes mm-hmm. because of your neglect, and it's so simple. But the ultimate solution really is a family trust, because then you're not dealing with probate, mm-hmm. and you're able to keep everything directed just the way you want if you have multiple assets.
Yeah. And listeners out there, if you do not have a family trust and you want to get that information, or you want to get in touch with any of our guests tonight, carlosgsd.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram, nonstop Carlos, and or 858-864-8741. You could text me 858-864-8741, because it's amazing the things you may not know, but with a little bit of knowledge from these experts here could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. And I, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars in a capital gains could kill you.
Well, I'll tell you, my father, who passed at 87, always told his wife, my mother, well, why do I need a will? As soon as I do a will or a trust, I'll be dead.
You know, that's what my dad used to say many years ago.
And why do I have to go to the doctor? All he tells me is something's wrong. You know, so we literally had to persuade him, and we even had to have a notary for the trust come mm-hmm. to the house.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, there are mobile notaries that make things easy.
Yeah, very easy. And as long as you have a little bit of direction from a professional like yourself. Okay, here, before we go here, I got a question. I own real estate with my sister and my father. What's the best way to hold this property in title?
Well, because you're not married, you can't get the husband and wife as community property. Mm-hmm. Probably the best way is joint tenancy, because you have various interests, you know, like you've got one third interest.
Right.
So what happens if one of you dies, then the other, your share goes to the survivors, mm-hmm. And then they become, instead of one third owners, they become 50% owners.
Right. And the basis, how does that work out?
Well, unfortunately, the basis is for the deceased.
Yeah.
The living person has the old basis.
Right. Okay.
So I'd recommend not dying anybody.
Yeah, thank you. Say my prayers. I try to eat well.
But for unmarried partners holding together, you know, property, for example, tenants in common is another way, but that's very difficult because if one of the, say, third owners in tenants in common dies, then the property goes by, their one third goes by way of a will, or mm-hmm. if they don't have a will, it goes to their next of kin.
Right.
And then you've got a new owner, you know, like the young nephew that you never met from Kentucky,
right?
Who says, I'm a third owner of this property, and you know what? It's time to sell.
Yeah.
And if you won't sell, I'm taking you to court.
Yeah.
And I'm getting my attorney's fees paid by you.
And that happens all the time. I bet
you
see that.
It's not a pretty picture.
No, it's not. And families inner fighting and things like that. I've seen it a lot of times dealing on the real estate side, and I try to stay away from those as much as possible. Hey, well, we're coming down to the end of the show here. Can you leave us with a couple decent points here that you can help us out with some of the people out there, whether maybe thinking about buying or selling, or maybe they just own the real estate?
Well, let me tell you, the California Earthquake Authority has a website, which most people don't know about, and they'll give you an earthquake quote for your home.
Really?
And you can put in the value and the deductible and all that, and you'll get a quote.
Wow.
And,
I didn't know about that. I didn't know that you could get earthquake.
Well, you can. Insurance. It's government insured. Mm. And when you look at the different earthquakes that we've had around California, it's just been catastrophic. And really, you can't rely on the government to bail us all out.
Yeah, that's very true.
If there is something like that. And another tip is people say, what kind of title policy shall I get? And there's two kinds. There's the CTLA mm-hmm. and the ALTA. And the ALTA covers unrecorded easements, encroachments, your neighbor's garage hanging over.
Right.
And the reason I say this is because so many people come to me and say, I just had a survey and the neighbor's carport is 3 feet onto my property mm-hmm. and he won't remove it.
Yeah.
And how I didn't know, I want to sue the broker and I want to sue the seller, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, let me see your title policy. And the title report says, well, that's an unrecorded, undisclosed. So it costs thousands of dollars. Usually a survey is involved.
Oh, yeah. Not cheap.
But the ALTA protects the lender and the homeowner. Very few homeowners go with it.
Yeah.
But the typical title insurance, the CTLA, is for recorded documents where they ensure that you have valid title, that certain easements exist on your property. But if they're unrecorded, like I was talking about, that sewer easement of yours that goes across your neighbor's property, that isn't covered on that title policy.
You'd be surprised, San Diegans, what happens there. So you definitely want to do your due diligence there. And Jeanette, any parting words that you got for our listeners out there on anything lending right now in the world of money?
Well, we'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a good day to see where we go, if we're going up or if we're going down.
In regards to America, yeah. And Carol, light and bright? I'm going to leave us with light and bright?
Well, remember light and bright, because I think it's very important by today's standards. And if you keep your home light and bright, it will sell really, really quickly.
Oh, great. Well, I love it. Well, it's Carlos Gutierrez talking everything real estate. We'll see you later, Meerkat. Viewers are on Twitter, streaming live every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. You can catch us here live on 1170 AM. We thank you for listening. Anything you need, carlosgsd.com. That's carlosgsd.com. I help people with anything under the roof or around their home, real estate related. And I've got the professionals here on my team. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. See you in San Diego.
This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.